From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the New Year's Eve attack on an Istanbul nightclub. Turkish security forces claim to have made 8 detentions in connection with the attack, which killed 39 people. Dorian Jones has more.
Turkish security forces say they have made their first detentions in connection with the New Year's Eve nightclub attack, as a manhunt continues for the attacker. The detentions follow a claim of responsibility for the attack by Islamic State. The group said the nightclub was targeted because it was a place where Christians celebrated their apostles. Citing security sources, Turkish media reported Monday the gunman in the nightclub attack is believed to have come from a Central Asian country, either Kyrgyzstan or Uzbekistan. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Turkish or Iraqi officials say at least 30 people were killed and about 25 wounded Monday when a suicide bomber blew up a truck at a market in Baghdad. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. French President François Hollande is told French soldiers in Iraq that their efforts are preventing terrorist attacks in their home country. After beginning his one-day trip to the region Monday with a visit to French troops, Mr. Hollande met with top Iraqi officials.
Il est en effet très important.
He vowed that the Islamic State will soon be beaten. He then visited the autonomous northern area of Kurdistan to meet with French troops there and to talk with local officials. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will deliver a farewell address next week. In his speech January 10th in Chicago, Mr. Obama will outline what he sees as his successes. He also plans to offer his thoughts on where the country heads as a new administration prepares to take office. This is VOA News.